Good evening. Towards the beginning of this week's parsha, Ki Sisa, Torah speaks about the Kiyor. The Kiyor was filled with water in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, and it was used for the Kohanim to wash their hands and their feet. And the Pasuk says in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yutes, V'rachatsu Aharon v'Navi Menu, Eshi Dehem v'Es Raglehem. And Aaron and his children should wash from it, both their hands and their feet. So, on this pasuk, the Torah Tumimah quotes from the Chuvas HaRashba in Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph, where he says, based on this pasuk, we learn the requirement for Netil Shadayim before davening. The idea is that before we go to daven, that's our service to Hashem. And therefore, like the Kohanim, before their service, wash their hands and feet, so too we have to wash our hands before davening. And the Torah Tumimah points out that it seems clear that this is not a full drasha that the Rashba is trying to tell us. Rather, it's an asmachta. It's just a smach. It's a remez to this notion of Netil Shadayim for Tefillah, based on this pasuk. But it's not a complete drasha. And he proves it from the fact that we know in the halacha, and the Rashba himself agrees with this halacha, that really, lechatchila, we want to use water. But if we don't have water, so we can clean our hands in other ways. However, when it comes to the Kohanim and the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, so they needed water specifically, and if they did not have water, then the avodah and the service was no good. The Torah Tumimah quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Dal Halacha Gimel, where the Rambam says that for all the tefillos, before all the tefillos, we're supposed to wash our hands. However, before tefillah shachris, one needs to wash his, the Rambam says he needs to wash his face, his hands, and his feet. And on that halacha, the Ravid doesn't understand. He asks on the Rambam that why do we need to wash our feet? So the commentaries deal with this question and try to answer for the Rambam and try to explain the Ravid and so on. And the Torah Tumimah suggests that perhaps the Rambam was following the same thinking of the Rashba. The idea is that just like the Rashba said that we require to wash our hands because the Pasuk says regarding the Kohanim that they washed their hands and feet before they did their service, so the Rambam maintains that one needs to wash his hands and feet, just like the Kohanim wash their hands and feet. As the Pasuk says, V'rachatsu Aaron uvanam imenu eshi dehem v'esraglehem. And the Torah Tumimah continues and explains that since the Rambam maintains that the Chiyuv Tefillah min HaTorah is really only once a day, therefore the requirement to wash like the Kohanim, both hands and feet, is only once a day before the first Tefillah. And that's why the Rambam distinguishes between Tefillah Shachris and the other Tefillos. The Tefillah Shachris, the first Tefillah of the day, is the D'oraisa Tefillah. And therefore, we should wash our hands and feet like the Kohanim based on this Pasuk. However, the other Tefillos are limited to Rabbanan, so we just need to wash for cleanliness. Now, actually, there are earlier commentaries before the Torah Tumimah who made the same similar suggestion to explain the Halach and the Rambam. And they also explain that the Rambam was saying his halacha that we require to wash the feet, just like the Kohanim, that it's similar. The idea was that we're comparing the washing before davening to the Kohanim how they washed before their service in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rabbeinu Manoach, in his comments to the halacha of the Rambam, he says that since the tefillos are keneged to Eden Tiknum, that the tefillos are parallel to the bringing of the carbon tamid, so too before the Kohanim brought their before the Kohanim brought the carbon tamid, they would wash their hands and feet. So too, we have to wash our hands and feet before we daven the tefillah. And the Reb Shmuel Bar Mordechai, in his comments to this halacha of the Rambam, he has a commentary on Sefer Ahava of the Rambam. So in his comments, he also says a similar idea that the Rambam holds that the tefillos are connected to midin tiknum, And he says further that the reason why it's specific, it's Tefillah Shacharis, which has this requirement. He doesn't say like the Torah Tmima, that it's because Rambam holds that only one tefillah is midiraisa, but he says even perhaps more sharp that the Gemara in Zvachim B'Tesma Beis seems to indicate that the Kohanim themselves really only had this requirement to wash their hands and feet before the Tamid Shel Shachar. Specifically in the morning, that's when they had to wash their hands and feet. And that was good for the rest of the day. So therefore, this requirement to wash hands and feet is only in the morning. But it seems that there are a few questions that we still need to address. The first question is, if the Rambam really requires us to wash our feet in addition to our hands because we want to imitate the way the Kohanim were required to wash their hands and feet in the Beis HaMikdash, but why then does he also require that one has to wash his face? Because the Rambam says that for the Tefillah Shacharis, Aval B'Shacharis Rochitz Panav Yadav Raglav. So he says specifically not only that one has to wash his hands and his feet, but also his face. The second question that we have to deal with is, why didn't the Ravid ask about the face? The Ravid is bothered. Why does the Rambam require one to wash his feet? But the Ravid doesn't ask why the Rambam required us to wash our face as well. And the third question that needs to be answered is, if the Rashba, according to the Torah Tmima, if the Rashba and the Rambam are really in agreement, and just like the Rashba clearly says that the reason why we have to wash before tefillah is based on this notion, this pasuk of Rachatzu Aron of Vanav Menu Eshedehem Esragalehem, just like the Kohanim would wash their hands and feet from the Kiyor before their service, so too we have to wash before we daven. So the Rambam, we understand, he therefore requires washing both hands and feet. But why doesn't the Rashba speak about washing the feet? The Rashba only says that one needs to wash his hands, and he bases that on this pasuk with the Kohanim. But the Kohanim are washing their hands and their feet, and the Rashba never mentions that one needs to wash his feet. So the Pri Chadash actually seems to also say that the Rambam is would have to be based on this notion of the Kohanim, how they wash their hands and their feet. But he also points out another problem, which is that there are many Gemaras which speak about washing hands, but they don't mention washing feet. So he just thinks that it's problematic for the Rambam to pass on this halacha, even if he thinks that it should be true based on this connection between washing before tefillah and the Kohanim before their service. But Lamaisa, there are many Gemaras which seem to talk about washing hands, but they don't talk about washing feet. So it seems that there's another Gemara. And the Gemara in Shabbos Nunam and Beis quotes a Braisa. The context of the Gemara is speaking about some Amorayim who would use certain items to wash themselves and clean themselves on Shabbos. It's in Masechet Shabbos. And the Gemara in that context quotes a Braisa. The Braisa says the following. The Tanya, Rochitz Adam Panav Yadav Ragla B'Kol Yom B'Shvil Kono. A person should wash his face, his hands, and his feet each day in honor of his Creator. Shemishim Shenemar Kol Pa'al Hashem L'Ma'anehu. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, in Tazayin, Pasuk Dalet, it says, Kol Pa'al Hashem L'Ma'anehu. All that Hashem has made was for his sake. So therefore, we are supposed to wash our hands and our feet and even our face in order to honor Hashem. So, this seems to be a pretty clear Gemara, and it seems to be an obvious source for the Rambam. And in fact, the Migdal Oz says that he quotes the question of the Ravid, that the Ravid was bothered when he read this Rambam, why does the Rambam require one to wash his feet as well? And he says that I'm a Talmud of the Ravid, and I found that there's this Braisa which says in Shabbos that one needs to wash his hands, his feet, and his face every day, b'shvil konehu. And the way the Kesef Mishnah quotes this comment of the Migdal Oz is that he says that the Migdal Oz seems to think that the Ravid forgot this Gemara. He forgot this Braisa that's quoted in the Gemara in Shabbos and Amud Beis. So the Kesef Mishnah comes to defend the Ravid, and he says, no, the Ravid didn't forget the Gemara. The Ravid just understood that that has nothing to do with Tefillah. The Gemara is not talking about washing before Tefillah. So therefore, the Ravid didn't think that that was a proper source for the Rama. Because the context of the Gemara is speaking about whether or not one can do certain types of washing or certain types of cleaning to make oneself look nice on Shabbos, whether or not that's a violation of Shabbos. So the Gemara is trying to say, based on this Braisa, that they were allowed to do this on Shabbos because of this principle that one is supposed to do this. But the context is not specifically Tefillah. However, if you look carefully, it's not really clear what the context of the original Braisa is. In other words, it's true that the Gemara is not talking about washing before Tefillah. The Gemara is just talking about washing on Shabbos in general. But the Gemara is saying that they are following this Braisa, and it's not clear in the Braisa itself what the Braisa is referring to. So maybe it is referring to Tefillah. It's not so it's not necessarily clear. Now, in light of this Gemara, this Braisa that's quoted in the Gemara in Shabbos and Nidum Beis, so now we can understand, we can answer our first question, that the Rambam, we asked if the Rambam was based on the Kohanim, that he says that one needs to wash his feet because just like the Kohanim would wash not only their hands but also their feet. But we asked, why did he also require one to wash his face? So if we say that the Rambam was not based on the Kohanim, but rather the Rambam was coming from this Gemara in Shabbos, so then we understand why he said not only hands and feet, but even face, because that's what the Gemara says, that one needs to wash his hands, his feet, and his face. However, we still are left with the question, why didn't the Ravid ask about the face? If the Ravid, let's say, forgot this Gemara, like the Migdal Oz seems to indicate, so why was he only bothered by the fact that the Rambam requires one to wash his feet? Why wasn't he also bothered by the fact that the Rambam also requires one to wash his face? So we still need to answer that question. So the Noda B'Yehuda in Madura Tinyana, Or HaChaim Simen Kuf Mem, he explains that really the Ravid understood that the Rambam was coming from the Gemara in Shabbos and Nidum Beis. But the Ravid was arguing the following. He understood that the point was that one only has to wash the exposed parts of one's body. And therefore, the Ravid understood very well that one has to wash his hands, and one even has to wash his face, like the Gemara says, because those are exposed parts. But the Ravid was bothered, since we cover our feet, so then we don't really need to wash them. And even if the Rambam, in other words, in the time of the Gemara, they didn't cover their feet, so therefore, it made sense that the Gemara says that they have to wash their hands, their face, and even their feet, because those are all exposed. But if we have our feet covered, so we don't need to wash our feet. And even if the Rambam maybe lived in a locale where they still had their feet exposed, and therefore for the Rambam, maybe that halacha might make sense, but the Rambam should have recognized that not every locale in his day, not every place, was there a custom for the people to walk barefoot. And therefore, if they would have their feet covered, so then they wouldn't need to wash their feet. And in fact, in the halacha, we say that when we're in a place where the minhag is to keep our feet covered, so not only obviously, we daven with our feet covered, but in fact, we're required to daven with our feet covered. It's inappropriate to daven barefooted if you're in a place where the custom is to have your feet covered. So therefore, the Ravid, according to the Noda B'Yehuda, the Ravid was bothered. Why didn't the Rambam point out that this requirement to wash one's feet is not an absolute halacha, but it depends on the locale. If one's davening with his feet covered, if one's in a place where the minhag is to have feet covered, and therefore necessarily is davening with one's feet covered, then he would not be required to wash his feet. And the Nelly Behuda continues and goes further to explain that based on this idea that it's only the exposed parts of the body that would need to be washed, he explains that that's perhaps the idea with the Rashba as well, that the Rashba also says that that the Kohanim would wash their hands and their feet, and that's the basis for us to wash our hands. So what's the Rashba mean? We ask that question as well. If the Rashba is based on the Kohanim, so the Kohanim are washing their hands and their feet, so are we only washing our hands according to the Rashba? So the answer that he explains is that the Rashba understood that the idea was that it was appropriate for them to wash their hands and their feet, which were exposed. But if we, and in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim had their feet exposed. However, if we, when we come to Daven, our feet are not exposed, so therefore we don't need to wash our feet as well. We only need to wash our hands, even though we're doing it based on the Kohanim, what they did in the Beis HaMikdash, but while they had their feet exposed, we don't have our feet exposed. So therefore, we do like the Kohanim, but since we don't have our feet exposed, we don't need to wash our feet like the Kohanim. And I'll just end off with one last point, that in the Halacha, the Magen Avraham in Siman Dalet, in Sifkatan Aleph, he, at the end of that Sifkatan, says, in a simple way, without any question or anything, just says that the Gemara says that one has to wash his hands, his feet, and his face every day because of the kavod of his Creator, to honor his Creator. And he says that, Chayin Kasav HaRambam, Perek Dalet of Mehilchas Tefillah, that, so he thinks is a Devar Pashut, that the Rambam was paskening this Gemara, and that's the way he leaves it. But he doesn't qualify, the Magen Avraham doesn't qualify that maybe we don't need to wash our feet. And it's interesting because in the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham seems to be commenting on the Shulchan Aruch, and he's mentioning this Gemara, so I don't know if the Magen Avraham means to say that maybe one would really need to wash his hands, his feet, and his face. So I don't know, we'll leave that as a question, whether or not the Magen Avraham really thinks la halacha, even nowadays, one would need to do that. Thank you.